I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is affirming his threats to launch a military operation against a U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia in neighboring Syria. Dorian Jones has more.
President Erdogan, on Tuesday, stepped up his threats to launch a cross-border operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia known as the YPG, which Washington backs in the war against the Islamic State militants. Ankara sees the YPG as a terrorist organization linked to an ongoing Kurdish insurgency in Turkey. Erdogan used his weekly parliamentary address to his ruling AK Party supporters to say the operation could be imminent. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday in his first comments in the country on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility. He asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. Francis was making his first official address of the trip in the presence of President Michel Bachelet and other Chilean officials and foreign diplomats. The United States and Canada are hosting a meeting in Vancouver focused on pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland are bringing together officials from about 20 nations to look at how to better implement sanctions and prevent North Korea from evading measures put in place by the United Nations. Follow Voice of America on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon arrived for a closed-door meeting on Tuesday with a U.S. House of Representatives committee that is probing whether Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. Martin Sechrest reports.
Bannon is the latest high-profile figure to testify before the House committee as part of its ongoing investigation into allegations that Russia interfered in the U.S. 2016 election. The interview with the House Intelligence Committee comes after Bannon's public falling out with the president over comments Bannon made to author Michael Wolff for Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. But Trump accused Bannon of having lost his mind when news of his comments to Wolff surfaced earlier this month. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Democracy in decline and under assault from nearly every corner of the world. That according to a new Freedom House report that tracks civil liberties and other democratic freedoms across countries. Arch Paddington is with the Freedom House.
For the 12th consecutive year, freedom was on the decline across the globe. And by that, we mean that there are more countries, in this case, in the case of 2017, many more countries that showed declines in freedom than showed improvements.
That includes the United States, where an ongoing probe into Russia meddling in the election last year in 2016 has weakened the country's status as a model for democracy. Russia's disinformation campaigns throughout European elections were also cited as a factor in undermining democratic norms worldwide. In countries like China, experts see a pattern of intensifying repression and censorship under the country's leader, Xi Jinping. The leader of the campaign group that won last year's Nobel Peace Prize on Tuesday urged Japan to join a United Nations treaty to prohibit nuclear arms, saying a nuclear deterrence strategy would not bring about peace. The comment by Beatrice Finn, executive director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, comes as Japan increasingly counts on the U.S. nuclear umbrella, while North Korea continues its missile and nuclear development in defiance of international pressure. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled Tuesday to the epicenter of France's migrant crisis, the northern port of Calais, to lay out a new approach to immigration, help those who want to stay, expulsion for those using France as a transit point, and sanctions for any poor behavior by security forces. The northern city is a magnet for migrants because of its close proximity between France and Britain and has two cross-channel transport systems, the Eurotunnel and ferries. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.